Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. The world is more beautiful than the World Wide Web. My wish was actually really simple, which is to see the world with my own eyes. During this Euro trip, I used couchsurfing to save money and experience local cultures on a deeper level. I stayed and met up with around 20 couchsurfing hosts in these 2 months. In my couchsurfing profile, I specifically stated that I didn't use couchsurfing to date. I published my schedule for this trip and I had received around 100 offers to stay. You could see their past hosting experiences and the references left by guests on the host's profile. So I tried to find the hosts with nice reviews and those who could offer a spare room. I would say most of the experiences have been great, but there were a few ones which I found a bit uncomfortable. I'll share one today. I will also bring up a few questions at the end of this episode, which I hope will get you thinking. I would love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so please share them. After a couple of days sorting my stuff in Barcelona, I took a flight to Nice to continue my Euro journey. My couchsurfing host in Nice, France, who had lived there about 9 years with his family. His apartment was centrally located and it was perfect for my next journeys to Monaco and Geneva. I feel really lucky. During the time staying with him, there were also two couchsurfers from Kazakhstan sharing the apartment. It turned out we were going to the same travel conference those days too. I didn't know those girls very well, but they seemed really friendly. The host was also lovely and helpful. However, those days the host often complained to me in private that he felt used when the girls had the breakfast he offered and never asked to wash the dishes or cook anything back. He never said anything right in front of them though. I felt a bit uncomfortable about the situation and offered to make dumplings and buy lunch to compensate, even though I was out of their interactions. I was trying to be a good guest, however, became somewhat uneasy living in his place as the week went on. It seemed that my efforts were interpreted the wrong way as some kind of romantic spark, and some comments became uncomfortably flirtatious. I sincerely thought the host was a very gracious and nice person. However, in the end, I felt relieved when I finally left his place. It got me thinking about a couple of questions, which I still don't have conclusive answers to. I would be interested to hear other people's views. What is appropriate behavior for the host and the guest, Is it the same across cultures? And how could we objectively understand the meaning behind words and actions? If a guest feels uncomfortable with something they see or with something they experience in a host's place, is it appropriate to challenge this? And if so, how? When we write a reference about an experience, do we have a responsibility to write it only from our perspective? Or should we think about how other people might feel in that situation? Stay tuned. There's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing an unexpected incident when traveling in Monaco by train.
This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.